Art.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're either in or you're out, right now.
My best mates are going to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Welcome to Vegas Never Sleeps. I'm Stephen Maggi. Today's show features great music and vintage Vegas memories. Up first, you'll meet a great singer who performs every Monday evening at the Bootlegger Bistro. His name is Lanny Counts, and whether it's jazz, rock, funk, or soul, he can sing it. Then, are you looking for a taste of the old days of Vegas? Well, look no further than in downtown at the El Cortez Hotel, where you can still use coins in the slot machine, stay in a suite from the 1960s, and relive those days from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. You will meet Alec Epstein Goodeye, the executive manager and partner of the El Cortez, who will describe what you can experience there. Finally, what is it about Vegas and zip lines? Your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com, will tell you where to ride them and why they are so popular. You know, one of the fun things about working in this job is finding people that I wasn't even aware of. There's so much talent in Las Vegas. It's incredible. Beyond just the headliners that fly in and fly out. And I was looking at Facebook one night, saw somebody named Lanny Counts, and I go, we'll take a look at this. It was unbelievable, and he's with us today. I'm excited about it. Yeah, Lanny, who, by the way, is a regular over on Mondays at the Bootlegger Bistro, which is a great place to eat, as you know, if you listen to the show. Lanny, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. How you doing?
Well, I am doing great.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, I got to tell you, in fact, the song was She's Out of My Life by Michael Jackson. Now, that's a tough song to do. I know everybody remembers Eddie Murphy doing that, but your stuff was great. I mean, it just was so strong, and you can play a lot of that music that I love, that I grew up with, and you're very comfortable. Is that just something you've done since your earliest days?
It is. I'm a bit of a mimic, so I can sound like a lot of different people. But yes, Michael Jackson has always been one of my biggest influences, period, hands down, with a lot of other artists, but he's right up there.
You know, what I got to say, though, I've listened to your stuff, and yet you do sound like these people, but you make it your own song. It's not like you're doing, it's not like a Rich Little thing. And again, is it just something where you spent a lot of time with albums and with music as you grew up, and it just something, did you know you wanted to do that from an early age?
Yeah, well, it's funny. When I was a kid, it was pretty much strictly R&B and soul music for me, and some of my dad's big band records, and my dad had kind of varied taste as well, and so did my brothers. But suddenly, when I was in high school, I got into the rock and roll kick. I met some kids, and they introduced me to rock and roll. So then it was bands like Yes and, you know, the progressive rock bands, yeah. And then just all of the stuff, the Van Halen and all that stuff. So my taste is really varied, really, really varied.
Here's Lanny's version of Wham's big hit, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Wake me up before you go-go.
That's kind of cool because, I always tell my daughter some of the stuff that she listens to. I say, you know, you have to go back to that early R&B stuff from the 50s and see how rock evolved, because that's really all the roots of it, the Chuck Berry stuff.
Oh, man. And yeah,
The Platters, right? And you do a great version of Sam Cooke stuff, which, again, a huge fan of. Sam Cooke, one of the real talents that we've had really in that early days.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like that a river I've been running ever since. Absolutely one of my vocal heroes of all time.
Fantastic. And that, you know, that's from the roots of gospel, and you've got that touch to him there. Sam Cooke is not easy to sing, you know. His stuff is so great, but it's not easy, you know, or at least to sing like him.
It's not, because the thing that's tough about Sam is that it's easy to want to, I would use the expression, gun it all the way through all of this stuff and all the high stuff, and that's not what he's doing. It's a real release with him.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why so many singers patter themselves after him. You know, Steve Perry was such a huge Sam Cooke fan, and he's definitely one of my all-time heroes.
Well, another vocalist that you sing his stuff, and again, really underappreciated when you look back at that time, was Little Anthony of the Imperials. That's just some great stuff that he did, too.
Wow. I'm on the outside looking in, and I want to be, and I want to be back on the inside. With you are with somebody new, and I don't know what to do, 'cause I'm still in love with you.
Just great stuff. Great to hear it, too. Really great to hear it. You know, and then, but now what I find interesting, though, is I'm looking at kind of your whole library of work, and you have a song that I love that comes from another place, but, you know, it goes back a few years. I used to like it. I remember when I was going to college, I loved this Elvin Bishop with the Fooled Around and Fell in Love.
Oh, my God.
Kind of a different thing. Now, you know, and again, does that speak to the variety that you like? Because it sounds like you were listening to everything.
Absolutely. Mickey Thomas is also one of my absolute singing hero gods.
Yeah.
No two ways about that. Yeah, I'm not fully warmed up, so I don't know if I'll mess with him. See, must have been through about a million deaths. I love them, then I leave them alone. Yeah,
oh, yeah, that's good. That's good. And I mean, I love that, guys. That's a little bit of a different take. I love it. It's a great song, and I'm glad to see it done the justice it deserves. You know,
thank you very much. Well, you know, he's that was really hitting on that country vein as well, the rock country thing, which of course obviously goes right into gospel as well. So, but yeah, he's you know, so many singers can say, yeah, we just bow down to that guy. That guy over there.
Lanny, who do you listen to these days? Who's current that you listen to? Because I find it difficult, to be honest with you, sometimes, and I sometimes show my age, but it's just, I miss some of that stuff, and I'm not hearing, I mean, there's a few places, but I'm not hearing a lot of it.
Well, it's very interesting what's going on these days and in the last few years. I would say that this is a personal opinion, but I think maybe a lot of musicians might agree with me that the late 60s was an interesting time in music. It was a time where the lines, I think, were really blurred in terms of, well, geez, is that a rock group or is that a funk group? Is that Sly and the Family Stone? Is that Graham Central Station? And I think when you have groups that came around like Maroon 5, in my opinion, you had that same kind of lines blurring thing of like, well, wait a minute, is this a rap tune? Is this a rock tune? And see, to me, that is the way music should be. I think that music should be just this big melting pot bowl of soup thing where everything's just delicious and great and soulful and rock and all that stuff kind of mixed in. And you know, in my opinion, I think that there are a lot of singers these days, you know, when you talk about your Ed Sheeran's, your Bruno Mars's, your Beyonce's, you know, that's back a few years, but that are just truly amazing artists and truly gifted, you know, singers, like, holy, my goodness, you know.
Right, right.
Like, so I'll never be one of these guys that just goes, you know, those are the good old days, and nothing's like that ever again. But it is true, though. To a sense, there will never be another Marvin Gaye. There will never be another John Anderson from Yes. There will never be another Mickey Thomas, so on and so forth. But you do have a lot of these kids these days are just unfreaking believable.
Lonnie plays with great musicians throughout Vegas. Here he is on the lead vocals with the Juan Bronson Band and their version of Get It On. From Lanny Counts in just a moment. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
Angstrom Minerals represent a quantum leap in nutrition. Liquid minerals offer a more concentrated and quicker boost because they integrate into the body faster. Unlike that handful of pills you take every day, Angstrom Minerals bypass digestion and go directly to the cells. Try Angstrom Minerals for your body, your health, and your life. Register online and use your account to save 5% off your retail order every time you shop. Some restrictions apply. Please visit elementalresearchinc.com.
When you go to Las Vegas, you have to know what you're going to go see, and there's no better place on the web to go than VitalVegas.com. You hear Scott Robin, our Vegas insider, every week. What are people going to find when they go to your site, Scott?
Everything you need to know about Las Vegas, from shows and restaurants and a lot of inside dirt that you won't hear anywhere else.
And a lot of photos, too, and a lot of snark, right?
That is the case. Yes.
You can't miss it. VitalVegas.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Lanny Count, who appears every Monday night at the Bootlegger Bistro on the south part of the Strip. Well, we want to keep all those things. Like you said, the mixture of that, I love that you evolved into Yes, which is a different type of music from that. But both great, just good stuff. Good. Well, let's talk a little about the group that you perform at. First of all, you're out over at the Bootlegger Bistro, and we love that place. Yeah. The Italian food there is fantastic. And the secret to that, of course, is having great entertainment in the front, and then you got the old Italian woman cooking the sauce in the back. It's a great combination.
Tell you what, man, they do it right. Wow.
Well, you're playing with a group called Santa Fe and the Fat City Horns.
Santa Fe and the Fat City Horns. And what I say about Santa Fe is, and I've said this for years, and I remember the very first time I saw them, my jaw was just on the ground, is that seeing Santa Fe is like going to New York. You have to see them at least once. It's an unbelievable thrill ride. Six horns. Five of the most incredible singers in town. Just unbelievable. You got Jerry Lopez up there on guitar and singing this one of the most ungodly voices you've ever heard in your life and playing. And his brother Lenny comes in and is a part of the whole mix. And it's just an unbelievable. You will leave there with your jaw on the ground.
And what kind of music are we going to hear then? I mean, you say horns, I think.
Well, okay.
Like Tower of Power type stuff?
I would say it's a mix of funk, Latin, a little bit of a pop feel in there. So that's kind of the mix of it right there. I would say funk, between funk and Latin. But it is just an ungodly thing. It really is. You have to see it. You have to see it. And we start at 7:30 on Monday nights, and doors are at 6:00. You need to call ahead to make reservations.
Oh, well worth it.
You have to see that.
An example of Lanny Count's versatility is his version of the Michael Jackson hit, She's Out of My Life.
She's out of my life.
Perform with Kelly Clinton, who's well known around town. Talk a little about that, if you would.
Yes, Kelly Clinton Holmes is one of the most phenomenal all-around performer, singer, comedians that you want to see. She's just amazing, and she has an open mic night also on Monday nights, and hers starts at 9. Santa Fe will get done at like 9-ish, a little bit after 9, and a lot of people will just filter right on over to Kelly Clinton's open mic night. And Kelly Clinton is amazing and just wonderful and gracious. She will showcase so many singers and performers around town, and that's kind of where I kind of started getting noticed, is going there. I started going there, gosh, I think it was at least 10 years ago, and I kind of got addicted to it right away.
It sounds great.
it's a blast. So I'll usually finish with Santa Fe, and then I'll usually wander on over there and sing a couple of songs with her, and she's just amazing. And of course, she's married to the phenomenal Clint Holmes, who has a brand new show with Earl Turner called Soundtrack at the Westgate. And Clint Holmes produces the shows that I've done. I've had two so far. One is called Cook, the a celebration of the life and the music of Sam Cooke. And the one that I just finished, which we're just so thrilled about, is called The Greatest R&B Songs Ever Written. And it was just an absolute blast. And that's also a thrill ride of just a litany of great R&B. It was so tough. To narrow it down, as you can imagine, this would be a 10-day show. So we were trying to get it down to 90 minutes, and it's just impossible.
But this is some great stuff.
Somehow we at least got it down to an hour and 50 minutes, you know.
We will be back in just a moment with our final words with Lanny Counts. Also, we will take a trip out to one of the oldest resorts and casinos in Las Vegas, the El Cortez. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published. Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4700 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Lanny Counts, who appears every Monday night at the Bootlegger Bistro on the south part of the Strip. Well, on Monday nights especially, you can't miss this. Lanny Counts is out there with the fantastic group, the Fat City Horns. You can see the Kelly Clinton show. It's just a great way to spend the night. But also, we want to keep track because you're doing these shows from time to time. And probably the best way to do that is on your website, and they can hear your music and so forth. So let's tell them how to get there and what they can find.
You can get to me on my Facebook artist page. And you can find me at Lanny Counts at Lanny Counts Official is my artist's Facebook page. So wander on over there. Give me a like if you like what you heard, and we will proceed from there. And that's where you can really keep track of me and what I'm doing.
Yeah, and it's fun because you can see you in action. I mean, that's how I found you for the show. It's a great place to go. So, hey, Lanny, thanks. We'll hope to have you on again real soon.
Thank you so much, Steve. What a thrill that you contacted me. I'm really honored that you did, and just grateful, and really appreciate your time here.
You can hear Lanny Counts along with the Santa Fe and Fat City Horns every Monday at the Bootlegger Bistro in Las Vegas. Time now to take a trip back in time to the golden age of Vegas. Do you really want to experience Las Vegas in the golden days, what it was like before all the big, huge hotels came into the Strip and so forth? Well, you can still do that in the oldest running hotel, continuously running hotel in Las Vegas, the El Cortez Hotel and Casino in downtown Las Vegas. And with us is the executive manager and partner of the El Cortez, Alex Epstein Goodeye. Now, Alex, welcome to the show. What is it about the El Cortez that will bring visitors that old-time feel? You know, where do they get that from?
Well, thank you for having me. There's a lot of parts about the El Cortez that really give you that authentic kind of old vintage Vegas nostalgia that a lot of people yearn for. For one thing, the exterior, the building itself, it's a landmark. We are actually truly on the National Register of Historic Places, the only casino to be so, because our facade on Fremont and 6th Street is original to how it looked in the building is how it looked in 1941, and the neon signage is original to 1953. And that's not something that you really see anymore. I think the tradition in Las Vegas is to knock down, build fresh, kind of continue to build on the past and eliminate too many remnants of the past, and we really hold on to that. So really just looking at the building from your first point or access point or your first entry to it really feels historic. Beyond that, when you step inside your doors, it's a really kind of old Vegas feel. It's a small property. Our, you know, customers are recognized by name. They're very much family, and we have a lot of employees who've been here for decades, for a very long time. So there's very much a sense of family on the casino floor. And that sense of family really goes upstairs to the executive offices where we are family-owned and operated. And we have an open-door policy, and you can kind of walk right up and talk to my dad and vent your complaints or, you know, sing your praises, whatever you want to do. But it's very much a family feel.
Well, you know, Alex, that does make the El Cortez really different, because most of the hotels in the Strip are owned by three or four big corporations and so forth. Yours really is a family operation, though, and really has been that way going back to the early part of the 20th century.
Absolutely. It's only changed hands a few times since opening our doors 76 years ago. The original owners sold to Bugsy Siegel, who sold it back to them, who sold it to Jackie Gaughan in 1963. And Jackie Gaughan is my dad's mentor, the grandfather figure to me. He left an incredible legacy here. He's very much still the patriarch of the El Cortez. And my dad became a partner in 1975, and our family really took over in like you said, the early 2000s when we came in back into downtown. But it's very much remained along the same lines and the same legacy for quite some time now.
And it's got a great feel. I love the El Cortez. I've been in there a few times, and it really is like a throwback. I mean, for example, you have slot machines that actually take coins. And I remember when I first started going to Nevada back in the late 70s, early 80s, that was a part of the feel. And it's really kind of a lot of fun in that regard, because while we're in the 21st century, you can kind of step back in time and not only see, but kind of play in that same atmosphere.
Absolutely. You don't really recognize until you're in the El Cortez how refreshing and how nice it is to feel and hear the coins clanging on the machines as they empty out. We have more coin machines than anywhere, and it really just, it's a great feeling and a great sound that you don't really get to hear too many places.
Yeah, it has a great throwback feel, and, you know, that's the whole part of the El Cortez experience. Now, you know, you had mentioned the Gaughan family, of course, and Jackie Gaughan back in the day. You've got something on this kind of caught on nationally. I heard it on ABC News, and I'd like you to kind of tell us a little about it. You're now renting out the suite that Jackie and his wife lived in for, like, 25 years or so?
Yes, that's right. So when Jackie built the tower addition to the El Cortez, and he decided to do so in 1980, he decided that he and his wife would build a penthouse apartment where they would reside, because the El Cortez is his favorite property, and that was what he felt was home. So he decided that they would be living there. And really, from the time the tower was completed in 1984 until he passed away in 2014, he lived there. He resided there. So after his passing, we weren't sure what to do with the space. It is such a special time capsule of a space, and we weren't sure if we should turn it into a neat restaurant or bar that overlooks downtown Las Vegas. And really what we felt was the truest use of the space was to, keep it pretty much essentially as it was. Keep it as the owner's suite. Keep it as the owner's apartment. Really have a piece of Jackie that's still in the tower that's never going to be going away, and something that would be a really neat time capsule for customers who wanted to experience what it feels like to be an owner of a old-time Vegas casino.
Well, it's so cool because it's like a trip right back to the 1980s. You can almost hear the music from that time, kind of the big hair rock bands and stuff as you go in there. Tell us what it looks like, because I understand that, you know, pink is the big color, right, in the room?
Absolutely. A lot of mauve, a lot of, I think, what our engineer calls a desert tan. So a lot of, muted pink, a lot of pastel tones, a lot of pastel mint green, pastel blues. Pink, really pink is the biggest color you see. Pink carpet, pink upholstered walls. Great vintage light fixtures, some great brass accents with, we have door handles that are fashioned into JG that are just really irreplaceable. And my favorite part about it are the views. I mean, you get incredible views of the Las Vegas Strip, of downtown Las Vegas and our surrounding mountains. So it's just a very special place where, like you said, you saw the pictures. It definitely, you walk in and you know that this is definitely not an apartment of today. Well, it is definitely an apartment of yesterday.
Well, yeah, and what's cool about it, for example, the kitchen has all the old appliances, and you can almost picture them looking out and kind of envisioning what happened today. You know, who'd have thought that Vegas would turn into what it is, and yet you kind of can relive all that, which is really a truly unique experience in Las Vegas.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. You could imagine, I often do myself. I know that they had many a holiday party and New Year's party, and it is a great place for New Year's parties. But you can imagine the people and the talking that they would have visiting them and what they envision for the future of Las Vegas, and to kind of look over, from where we are to see all the growth and development. It's really encouraging, and it's exciting, and it's thrilling, and it's a really great space to kind of take a look at the city and see how far we've come.
Yeah, one last question about the suite itself. It's not as easy as just simply calling up and, okay, I want to reserve it, because I think a lot of people are hearing this and they go, my God, I would love to stay there. I understand there's more to it. Tell us what it would take if somebody wants to rent that suite.
That's right. It is not open to the public. It is not advertised or listed on our website anywhere. Really, it is essentially by application only. So you can call the El Cortez or email the El Cortez, reach out to our hotel manager, and we will talk to you about what your interests are and what your states of interest are and what you would like to do with the space. Really, we have not yet rented it out to people just wanting to stay for the weekend. We have only done events and private events in that space at this point in time. But it's a by application only process at this point. It's too special to be able to have two commercials at use for it. So we try and limit the amount of activity going on.
You'll hear more from Alec Epstein Goodeye, the executive manager and partner of the El Cortez Hotel and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, in just a moment. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
I I know what you're thinking. Why would I need a voiceover production company? Does your company need a commercial for radio or television? Are you looking to do an audiobook or web presentation? Then you need a voiceover production company. Black Eagle Sound Design is home to some of the finest voice actors, producers, and engineers in the business. Log on now to BESD.US and find out more. Black Eagle Sound Design will be there with you and your project every step of the way. On time, on target, and at a price you can afford. Visit us at BESD.US.
Are you looking to save money on your prescription medications? Are you paying out of pocket for your meds? Or is your copay too high? You've got to check out the RX Cut Free Prescription Discount Card. And getting your free discount card is easy. All you do is go to the website rxcutdiscounts.com. No fees, no forms, no personal information needed, and the cards are active immediately. Discount cards are also good for the entire family, and they never expire. Visit rxcutdiscounts, that's plural, .com.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Alex Epstein Goodock, the executive manager and partner of the El Cortez Hotel and Casino. Well, that makes sense, but you can still rent a great room at the El Cortez. There's plenty of rooms there. And the casino, as we mentioned before, a lot of fun. And you've got some of those, not only the coin-operated machines, but there's some of the great table games that, you know, some people tell me the unfortunate part about the Strip is sometimes they get priced out of it. The El Cortez is really a place where everybody can come and play if they want.
It's absolutely, it's an open doors policy. We absolutely have a great gamble, and the value is, next to none. It's a great place where you can spend a little bit more time. Your money lasts a little bit longer at the El Cortez, and the odds are in your favor. You know, our hold percentages for our slot machines are less than anywhere else, and, you know, we have very loose slots, and we have very favorable odds on our table games. And it's definitely a place where people are encouraged to either come and learn how to play, or to, if you're, you know, just a, you really like to spend your time gambling, we really want to spend that time with you, and we want you to enjoy your time here. So it's a great place to gamble. It's definitely a gambling house.
You know, the other part, you know, you talked about all the slot machines going off and stuff, too. And the other thing I found are things like at the roulette table, and you hear people yelling and screaming like you see on TV, but what some people get disappointed, they get down, it can be quiet. And not at the El Cortez. It's one of those places where you bring your buddies and really kind of have some fun.
Absolutely. As my dad likes to say, it's a hooting and hollering kind of a place. We love when our customers have a good time. We encourage it. We actually like it so much, we added some beer tubs into the middle of our casino pit. So we were concerned that our customers were not being served beer quickly enough, ice cold beer quickly enough. So now we have ice tubs filled with ice cold beer, where the second that your beer has been emptied, we can refill it for you, so you can continue to hoot and holler and have a good time.
Well, and being in downtown, there's a certain feel to that as well. And of course, your hotel really kind of brings it all together. But it has to be exciting for you, I guess, and your family to kind of see the revitalization of downtown. I mean, there was a time when it just seemed like it was going to just get, you know, decay and continue to decay. And now, with a lot of investment and so forth, you must be kind of excited to see what's going on throughout the area.
Oh, it's thrilling. And for me personally, it's a passion project of mine. I'm pretty involved in other projects going into the area. And as a lifelong, you know, I'm second generation Las Vegas native, it's so incredibly exciting to see all of the development, whether it be from a cultural standpoint, where we have incredible museums and performance centers that are popping up, you know, half a mile from our front doors, to other food. I mean, some of the best food and restaurants and bars in the city of Las Vegas are opening up in downtown Las Vegas. From like an infrastructure perspective, I mean, the streets are getting improving. It's very much from a city planning perspective, it's better late than never. We are finally focusing on the residents of Las Vegas. Downtown is better than it's ever been. We have more outside investment than ever. There's, you know, where it once was simply just the hotels and casinos, which were excellent, but that was all that downtown had to offer. Now there's an entire ecosystem of things that people can come and see and visit and experience, and it's really exciting. And for me, as somebody who's devoted to the city of Las Vegas, it couldn't be more exciting.
Well, we tell everybody that even if you stay on the Strip, you do want to make a trip out to downtown. You got to see it. And if you go downtown, you really have to see the El Cortez Hotel. So let's tell people, Alex, if they want to stay there or visit or what have you, where can we go on the web to find out more? And
absolutely. We have a lot of exciting changes coming ahead. We have some renovations coming about, a few new restaurants coming up in the area. You can go to ElCortezHotelCasino.com, and for real live updates as to what's going on with us, we'd love for you to check us out on our social media channels on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, El Cortez LV, and that we update that throughout the day regularly. So we'd love to keep you informed. We'd love to have you following us, and we'd love to have you come visit.
We will do that. Thank you so much, Alex. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. You better come inside, let me teach you how to jive and wheel. Oh, you gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel.
Now for another visit with your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com. Today, we are going to discuss one of the favorite things for thrill seekers to do in Las Vegas. Zip lines. The Fremont Street Experience is where it started. I know the Rio has it. Now they've got one on the Strip at the Link. It's been certainly a huge success at Fremont Street. You think it's going to be a big success here in the Strip?
Well, the Fremont Street Experience's zip line has been a huge success on many levels. Very solid financial investment. It's very profitable. It also brings people downtown that might not otherwise have come downtown. It tends to appeal to a younger audience, which is something all the casinos have to figure out. This story that I broke, did I mention I broke it? Of the Link zip lines, they're going to have 10 across, presumably, and this is going to be at the Link Promenade. This is between the Cromwell and Flamingo. It's going to fly from the world's largest Ferris wheel toward the Strip, and I think it's going to be popular. It's kind of a strange area. You're flying over kind of a Las Vegas kind of restaurant row kind of vibe. This outdoor pedestrian mall. If Fremont Street Experience's zip line is any indication, these will do very well. They will also draw younger people, and they're building it kind of this outsized. It is rare in an urban zip line environment to have 10 across. So if they can execute that, it'll be amazing, and I think it'll do well.
Well, that's it for this week's show. One of the next great residencies to come to town is Earth, Wind, and Fire. They're going to appear at the Venetian on May 2nd through the 12th. And you'll meet their lead singer, Philip Bailey, next week on the show. This is Stephen Maggi thanking you for joining us and reminding you, Vegas never sleeps.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I am just a devil with no spare. So beaver.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.